Moncrief on News Talk.
An article released by The Independent today has highlighted the stark gender gap in STEM subjects at Leaving Cert level. Just over 43% of female Leaving Cert students studied another STEM subject outside of biology, such as agricultural science, applied maths or construction studies. This compares to 70.3% when it comes to Leaving Cert boys. I'm now joined by Dr. Liz Coleman, a physics lecturer from Galway University. Liz, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Why is there still such a stark difference?
Yeah, this is a really interesting topic, and I guess it's people have been aware of it for lots of decades. And but it's great that this article came out because it highlights that there, despite the fact that there's a lot of work trying to promote STEM and try to widen access to the hard STEM subjects, that there still exists a gap within schools. And that leads to a gap within universities as well. And essentially, you know, there's a huge need for more STEM graduates. So this has been identified that we need people graduating from university with these STEM skills. And we need a balanced workforce as well. So in order to really meet societal challenges, we need a healthy workforce that is gender balanced and, you know, that is accessible and inclusive to all demographics.
I remember even when I was in school, it was very much not a thing as a girl to be doing physics. It wasn't very much encouraged. And my sister is a secondary school teacher and she teaches physics and has been doing a lot to try and bring girls in more and kind of break down this idea that, you know, physics is really hard and too hard for girls and all this kind of nonsense. Are the numbers improving at all?
The numbers, it's funny, recently... Because when you talk about physics, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring more girls into physics. And there is no, as you said, it's just an idea and attitudes and perceptions that really prevent more girls from entering physics. And but it's funny that you say that because it's the mathematical skills that I think people find off-putting a lot of the time with physics and chemistry and some of the hard STEM subjects. But there has been recent research that has shown that the gender gap in terms of performance in higher maths is actually widening. So boys are outperforming girls in mathematics in the Leaving Cert, where they haven't done so before. But research has shown that this is due to it's due to kind of preconceptions in society, gender stereotypes and expectation, rather than there's no actual biological difference between boys and girls, why one might be outperforming, but because of this kind of societal attitudes, that is why girls are underperforming now in maths.
Would you say, is it as bad at, say, junior cert level? Like, is there the same kind of discrepancy there?
Well, yeah, again, so studies have, there's been some longitudinal studies that have followed students from primary school age up until through their university level. And it shows that the attitudes are fixed from a very young age. So even within primary school, people have some students already identify with one kind of career choice or discipline from very young ages. So really, in terms of keeping all possibilities open to all students, it has to happen at a very young age that we keep exposing them to different career options and making sure that they know that a career option, you know, that they're each is as valid for boys and for girls.
So with that, as well as trying to break down that unconscious bias we were talking about earlier, like what else can we do to get the women in STEM and keep the women in STEM?
Yeah, well, it's because it's unconscious bias and it's not like it's not direct exclusion or discrimination that is keeping out of that is keeping girls out of STEM. I think it's a kind of sustained commitment to, first of all, recognise that there is a problem. And that's why this article is great, because it highlights that there still is a problem, that it is a problem that we don't have gender equality through all levels of STEM, and then that needs to be addressed. And I think exposure in schools, teachers are really the ones that are at the cold face here, that are really working with the subjects and bringing the students, stewarding the stu- students towards the different disciplines. So they're the gatekeepers almost, and I think encouraging more teachers to promote STEM, to show, to promote subjects and to show, make them relatable and show how important they are and the different career options. But also then to keep women in STEM, it's a question of the careers to be more accessible to people with families, and also to showcase women in STEM more often. I think that is important in terms of drawing more students to the STEM subjects.
Dr. Liz Coleman, physics lecturer at Galway University, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.